This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, the Indian markets managed to cut down on the three-day losing streak and finally ended in the green yesterday, with the Nifty and the Sensex ending with gain of around 0.3%. Separately, the mid-caps were outperforming yesterday as well, because that index ended with a gain of 1%. What supported the market yesterday was the fact that manufacturing PMI came in at an 8-year high, and perhaps on account of removal of the dividend distribution tax, a lot of these consumption names like HUL, Britannia, Nestle, Asian Paints were all trading higher. On the flip side, however, ITC continues to languish in trade yesterday because that stock was down about 5%. However, having said that, we are seeing that the trend of FII selling continues in the Indian market. So if you look at the last six sessions, FIIs have been continuously selling, and now the total that they have sold in the last 6 days stands at around 9,300 crores. In fact, yesterday as well, the FIIs sold around 1,200 crores in the cash equity markets, and the gross volumes were also on the higher side. On the flip side, DIIs continue to pump in money. In the last six sessions, they have added somewhere around 7,000 crores in the cash equity market. And yesterday, the DIIs bought around 1,300 crores. However, for today, the queues continue to be back in terms of coronavirus, as well as the RBI monetary policy and earnings. So the budget reaction is largely done over the last couple of sessions. And now we understand, in terms of coronavirus update, that 425 people have lost their life, and overall, the total number of cases on account of coronavirus has jumped up to 20,400. The focus is back in terms of the MPC, or the Monetary Policy Committee of the RBI, which is expected to come out with decision on 6th of February. The expectation is that they will keep the rates unchanged, but this is an important event for the markets to really track. A lot of important results lined up for today. We have Bharti Airtel, Titan, Adani Ports, Punjab National Bank, Thermax, TVS Motors, Tata Global. So a whole host of these important companies coming out with numbers. And this morning, we have positive global tailwinds as well. Because remember, the US markets rebounded after they saw the worst session in the last 6 months. There as well, the factory activity picked up in the month of January, and that is what really supported the sentiment. In stock specific action, Tesla and Nike gained in trade after a positive brokerage commentary. But on the flip side, Alphabet is expected to come under pressure because Alphabet reported numbers post-market close in the US, and the numbers are disappointing, and post-market that stock was down about 4%. The other tailwind for the Indian market is the fact that oil has hit a 13-month low. So if you look at the Brent crude, that is trading below the $55 per barrel mark, and NYMEX has also slipped below the $50 per barrel mark. Asia this morning is trading mixed. We have the likes of KOSPI, which are trading higher, but Nikkei sector are coming under a bit of pressure. For SGX Nifty, for starters, that is suggesting that there'll be an up move of around 40 to 50 points, and we might start around that 11,750 mark. But do remember that from the record high level of 12,430 that we had hit on 20th January, we have lost almost 700 to 800 points in a matter of 10 sessions. So the downside risk also continues to be high. The key support level for the Nifty 630 in terms of the lower side, and on the higher side, 750 is an important level to watch. In terms of stock specific action, keep your eye out on Sun Pharma, because we got numbers from Taro. And the numbers look a tad bit disappointing, because on the revenue as well as the profit, there is a tad bit of decline. For SRF, however, the numbers are decent. There is a miss on top line, but the company made it up in terms of better margins, as well as the profits came better than expectation on account of tax credit. Shriram Transport, the disbursals were a tad bit muted, but on the flip side, the focus on profitability is back, and that is something that should support the sentiment. Deepak Nitrite reported a good set of numbers, bad set coming in from JBM Auto as well as AstraZeneca. TCS has expanded their partnership with one more company and got a contract worth $1.5 billion. And Reliance Industries has started production from KG-D6 project, and they're on track to start it by mid-2020. So a whole host of companies in focus on account of, you know, earnings as well as news-based reports. But the focus really continues in terms of the market action and the reaction to the budget. The downside risk is there, but the traders and experts believe that maybe for today, we might see a green tick to start off trade. This is Anisha Jain for CNBC TV18 signing off in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.